Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and as it's 4:30 on your clock, that can only mean one thing. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by for our Outdoors Outlook. Now, remember, you're running out of time, but you could still sneak in a guided duck hunt today. Find out how. Get to nanticokeoutfitters.com. And Captain Dave Fletcher always stops by to let us know what you're going to find if you're going to be heading outdoors this weekend. And I know we had those crazy storms earlier this week, Dave, but have you had much luck out there?
Yeah, I tell you, it's been a good week because, you know, we've had those storms up north. So we had that colder weather. It pushed down some fresh birds, especially the geese. We have large numbers of geese showing up every day, and they typically are arriving in the middle of the night. So we know that they are coming from the northeast area there. And I tell you, we had excellent duck hunting every day this week, except for one.
Oh.
And I tell you, Gary, there's a common denominator whenever we have a bad hunt. Yep. So if you are interested in not shooting ducks, all you need to do is invite Jason Lee from Outdoors Delmarva.
is he the bad luck charm of the duck hunt?
He is the bad luck charm for sure. I've had him out a couple of times, and either clients struggle to hit the ducks or clients struggle to get ducks to shoot at. But I told Jason Lee he's not allowed to come duck hunting with us anymore.
Well, fair enough. Maybe the next time you'll have to see if I can get a pair of long johns that fit, and we'll see if I'm a good or bad luck charm for your
there
hunters.
We'll get you out there. That sounds good. But yeah, I tell you, now that we've got some decent weather, it's not too bad. Like I said, good numbers of geese are in town. We do have some new ducks that are starting to show up. The brant have started to show up finally down in the Assateague area. And on the deer side, I tell you, tomorrow is a big day for the folks in Delaware. Their gun season starts again. Tomorrow they'll run January 13th through January 21st. That's their general firearm. It's also known as the shotgun season in Delaware. Now, in Maryland, we are right now in our regular archery season until the end of January, and then we get into our primitive hunt days, which is February 1st to the 3rd.
Primitive hunt days? What does that mean? You got to do it with your bare hands or what?
Pretty close. The hunters can use longbows, recurves, flintlock, or sidelock percussion muzzle loaders.
Wow.
So it's pretty much anything that's not using current technology, folks can get a couple more days of deer hunting in. And that's February 1st to the 3rd in the state of Maryland. Now, I tell you, now that we're getting close to the end, we've got some other things to talk about. I've mentioned the fact that we're going to be at the Great American Outdoor Show. That's February 3rd to the 11th up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Big show put on by NRA. And then can you believe the following weekend? It's the one and only, the 41st annual Ocean City Seaside Boat Show. We're talking boats already, Gary.
Before you know it, you're going to be out on the water dropping lines, my friend.
Oh, you know it. It's coming. It's right around the corner, and I'm excited because anytime I can get out and wet a line, it's always fun. And, and I'll tell you, Gary, one thing I always want to share, this is a great weekend for folks to get a kid out. It's not going to be too cold. Very slight chance of rain. So please remember, take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.